You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Okay, y'all need doing the series right of me learning different time words and like different saying and phrases and sentences. Cause I'm on the tight end of April and I bitch kind of know shit. I'm trying to be fluent, but I'm trying to fuck these motherfuckers' words up when I spit some shit and let them know if you think talking in Thai, you gonna talk shit about me in Thai, you're not gonna understand. Bitch, I heard you. Okay, so this is day one, episode one, let's go. First thing I learned is I can speak Thai a little, and it's how you say it. I saw Thai, Dai Ni Noi. Like, even my little diet, like, it's cute. I mean, hit you bitches one more time. That's how you say it. Poo, pasta, Thai, Dai Ni Noi. Oh, really? That international bitch, like, playing with me. Stop playing with me. Here's a little snippet of where I'm going to be lying at the top from.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Back from the old vacay. However, Murphy's Law was definitely in play during the trip. Yeah, anything that can go wrong, in some cases, did go wrong. But we all managed to make it back relatively unscathed. But that's another story for another time. However, as you saw with the Bonnet Queen that precedes this video, that TikTok, thank you, social media. And special shout out to Raul from the channel Please Act Right and him covering what I know is an insidious plot by some American black women in their quote unquote newfound desire to learn the Thai language. I find it very, very, very convenient that all of a sudden, after that interview with Richie Mack, you're starting to see TikToks like that pop up. Oh, we're trying to learn Thai. No. Seeing those TikToks dredged up an old memory of a scenario that happened to yours truly back in 2001 while I was stationed aboard the Kitty Hawk. Yeah, this was back when more women were allowed to be stationed on warships. So, of course, what did you have? That's right, more American black women being stationed in Japan. Yeah. However, I find it very ironic that even back then, the arrogance of a lot of American black women in Japan, when it came to us brothers dating Japanese women, oh, it was still off the damn charts. Even back then, they were expecting us brothers to fall all over them, to ignore an entire country full of women to try to stroke their ego. Remember, O'Shea Duke Jackson actually covered a black woman in Japan who put out a TikTok talking about how the black men over there were quote unquote cooning because they were actually getting the attention from Japanese women. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now, the scenario that I want to share, or should I say the memory that I want to share, happened in the good old Hotch. All of my old military brothers know exactly what I'm talking about when I refer to the Hotch. But for those of you who don't know, right outside of Yokosuka base, one street over, because right outside the gate is Route 16, the Yoko Yoko, but one street over is a street called Dobuita Street, aka The Haunch. It's a small street full of bars and nightclubs that a lot of us servicemen frequent. Now, back in 2001, oh, it was the heyday. Yeah, brothers could go out and hook up with all sorts of Japanese women. It was popping. It was on. However, unfortunately, things took a drastic downturn due to some idiocy from some service members, which ended up having liberty restrictions enacted. But once again, another story for another time. However, there was a certain nightclub. It looked like a small hole in the wall, but it was called Customs. All the brothers went there, and there was always a whole slew of Japanese women there. It was the spot back in the day. So, I ended up going there one night, met a nice little woman. She was a cute little Japanese woman. However, she told me she had a black friend. Now, of course, I assumed it was another guy, but no, it was a black woman. Now, at this point, I didn't know if she was military or somebody's spouse or a contractor. However, when she came back to sit down with us, she immediately had the stink face. And I'm thinking to myself, ah, shit, here we go. Now, what she didn't know was that I actually understood Japanese. So, of course, they started conversating, and my survival Japanese kicked in, so I started picking out key words that she was saying to the Japanese woman. And yeah, she was talking real reckless. But of course, I just sat there, listened, absorbed it. So me and the Japanese woman, we were talking, and I could tell she was uncomfortable. So of course, the black woman gets up, goes get another drink, and I'm like, well, why are you still friends with her? I could tell you're uncomfortable. So of course, she comes back, sits down, tries to fake a smile, and at that point, I just looked her dead in the eye, and I said, Chobaka. Basically, I called her stupid in Japanese. And of course, the Japanese woman, her eyes lit up, and the black woman's face, she froze. I proceeded to cuss her up one side and down the other in Japanese, to the point she started getting belligerent. Yeah, see, Shore Patrol was always there to break shit up. And of course, Shore Patrol being sailors from different ships who are basically on somewhat police duty, she started getting belligerent. So Shore Patrol came in. I explained the situation to her, to them. The Japanese woman explained the situation. And of course, they took her out. And at that point, the Japanese woman was able to just utterly relax. And she gave me the backstory. Yes, she likes black men. However, every time they go out, the black woman would do everything in her power to chase black men away from her. So, of course, I asked her, well, why are you still friends with her? Now, Japanese women back then, they hated being rude. They hate it. However, in this scenario, the fact that I was able to understand what she was saying and then lash out at her in Japanese, oh, that put me right at number one for her. So yeah, we ended up finishing the night, ended up taking her to a love motel. Clapped them cheeks. We ended up having a few month relationship, but of course, we ended up going our separate ways. Under good terms, of course. But I personally do not trust any American black woman that says she's interested or can speak another language. Why? Because I know it's not for wholesome reasons. It is very insidious. So, once again, thank you, social media, for allowing these women to expose their game plan. Gentlemen, you know what it is. They're not trying to learn Thai because they're so interested in the Thai culture. Oh, no. They're trying to learn Thai so they can go over there and disrupt any interactions between Thai women and American black men. You can take that to the bank. It definitely happened in Japan. However, what these women don't realize, once they leave the confines of the American plantation, the Matrix, all of the quote unquote protections that Zaddy government gives them does not work overseas, does not work. But hey, some of these ladies, they're going to learn the hard way. And of course, what are the brothers going to do? Exactly what they should do. Ignore them. Yep. Personally, when I was in Japan, I avoided American women like they were the fucking plague. I made it a mission to go as far out as I could to get away from American women while I was in Japan. If I ran across them, I ignored them. Period. Point blank. And guess what? Now that social media is allowing these women to put their game book out on full display, gentlemen, let them. Don't say anything negative. Just say, you know what? This is another play. I know exactly what they're doing, so I can move accordingly. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Check out Raul's video on more and more quote unquote American black women trying to learn the Thai language. And what do you think when you notice an American black woman all of a sudden deciding that they're interested in learning another language? Yeah, in my humble opinion and with my personal experience, super red flag. Gentlemen, if this does not show you the depths that some American black women will go to just to make an American black man's life miserable, nothing will. Nothing truly will. And for you American black women who think that you're going to learn another language just so you can go to another country, act a plumb damn fool, and try to fuck it up for the black men there, you better learn this, and you better learn this very quickly. The power that you're used to wielding in America, that will go out as soon as you get on that plane and leave the American borders. Feminism, which was never yours to begin with, that will definitely go out right along with it. Why? Because when you get to another country, you're going to be subject to the men of that country's rules. And yeah, there is no government, no zaddy that's going to protect you over there. Far too many American black women found out in Japan once that occurred, once that reality set in, oh yeah, they changed their tune real damn quick. And that's why when black men are allowed to go to other countries, they breathe a sigh of relief. Hey, It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.